This is the Saint John the Baptist, whose molds were used for the creation of the walking man. But it is a very different Saint John the Baptist from traditional depictions of the holy man, for here the man who announced the coming of Christ is wearing neither the camel hair tunic nor the reed cross, which usually enable us to identify him. He is naked and retains only the gesture of the raised hand suspended in space. Very early on in his career, Rodin had done away with anything that appeared superfluous to him. The previous year, at the 1877 Salon, he had presented a life-sized nude which was so perfect that he was accused of having molded the body of his model. To silence these suspicions, Rodin created Saint John the Baptist in a larger-than-life format. Here is Rodin explaining how he got the idea for this figure the day an Italian peasant from Abruzzo, Pignatelli, came to see him to offer himself as a model. "Seeing him, I was seized with admiration. That rough, hairy man, expressing in his bearing all the violence, but also all the mystical character of his race. I thought immediately of a Saint John the Baptist, that is, a man of nature, a visionary, a believer, a forerunner come to announce one greater than himself." The peasant undressed, mounted the model stand as if he had never posed. He planted himself, head up, torso straight, at the same time supported on his two legs, opened like a compass. The movement was so right, so determined, and so true that I cried, "But it's a walking man." I immediately resolved to make what I had seen. This quotation highlights two things: the importance of the model who suggests the pose, and the desire to express movement through rest, the ultimate goal of all of Rodin's art.